It's no surprise that two veterans are spearheading this legislative push. Democrat Jason Crow of Colorado is a former Army Ranger who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Republican Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin was a Marine Corps intelligence officer who deployed to Iraq. Both their lives were changed and impacted by war. For Crow, the memorial is about those veterans having a place to call their own.
It's not about the politics or the policy of the war. It's about, you know, the service of millions of Americans who have stepped up to do what millions of Americans before us have done, and millions will do in the future. And that's important to who we are as a country.
The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have been America's longest wars, often called the Endless Wars, launched in 2001 and 2003, respectively, and still going today. Gallagher says the memorial is about recognizing a generation of veterans for their service and sacrifice.
We're not saying, you know, mission accomplished, nothing to see here. Indeed, the opposite. We're reminding, I think, everybody of the enormous cost of these wars.
Usually, Congress doesn't authorize a war memorial until at least 10 years after a conflict is ended. But babies born just after 9/11 are some of the young men and women now fighting these wars. And when you add in how long it could take for a memorial to get approved and constructed, well, Crow sees no reason to delay.
I don't think it's right to wait until, you know, some of the veterans aren't around to see it.
Just as important to the two legislators is location, the National Mall. The mall is in the heart of the nation's capital and attracts millions of tourists a year for different reasons.
I mean, it's a place of remembrance.
It's like a great way to like represent all the people that have like had an impact on American history.
Our country, I mean, it's pretty much, it's the United States, it's everybody's freedom.
That was Abigail Krieger from Denver, Caitlin Keeley from Washington, Illinois, and Michael Lawless from Savannah, Georgia, all visiting the mall on a mild winter day. The challenge is, the mall has limited space. There are 11 other new memorials being planned, including ones for Dwight Eisenhower, World War I, and Gold Star Mothers. There is a commission that advises the federal government on national memorials. And with an increasing number of war memorials being proposed, some ask if the mall is a space of collective national identity, isn't America more than just its wars? Army veteran Chris Yazel raised that question on a military blog.
If you look across the Potomac River at Arlington National Cemetery, and I think that's a pretty powerful memorial in and of itself.
Yazel does not object to a memorial being built, you know, sometime in the future. Standing at the top of the Lincoln Memorial, he says he'd like to see Congress more focused on helping current veterans, be it jobs, education, or health care.
Just be good Americans and do our part to leave a better society for future generations.
Michael Rodriguez, a retired Special Forces Green Beret and president of the Memorial Foundation Project, says it's something to think about.
Our nation's front line should depict American life. I agree with that.
But that's exactly why Rodriguez argues the men and women who defend American values should be recognized on the mall.
You know, we're honoring those people to step up and defend and protect everything that we want to highlight. So to think that their contributions to our way of life is anything less is, you know, I don't really see the points on that.
Rodriguez is optimistic that the location bill can be passed and a design agreed to by 2024. Representatives Crow and Gallagher have over 45 co-sponsors for the bill, but time is running out in this congressional session. One thing most everyone agrees on, they hope the memorial process doesn't reflect the wars and become endless. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim.